when we were younger, stories like Cinderella, fairy tales, where it's you see a woman, a young girl that is not, she's not rich or whatever, she's being mistreated. She meets her prince, who of course has he's royalty, he has wealth, he has resources, he loves her for her, they get together and they live happily ever after. And from a young age, you always read stories like this, we always read fairy tales, and as you grow up, you read other stories and stuff. But from a very young age, these stories are put into your head where it's like, such and such, a man or woman meets whoever, the man is a prince or whatever, they meet, da 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 da, then it's always ending happily ever after. That's not real life. If you're exposed to that over and over again, romance films, novels, all this kind of stuff, you always come to a point where you believe that this is love. Love is getting chosen. Love is finding the person. And then once you've got them, that's it. But that's not the case. That's not real. Because that's only the beginning. Finding the person is only the beginning. I would have loved for them to do like a grown-up version of Cinderella, where we see the after. Not the happily ever after, but the after. What happens now? Prince Charming gonna get her another glass slipper for the anniversary. She's gonna be like, I've got glass slippers. You get something else. Like, when it gets tough, what are you gonna do? What's life like? Cinderella has a mortgage.